We're doing brachos, daftes amar aleph. We're up to about 10 lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Abba said, Akol modim. Everyone agrees, Kshenigalu Yisrael mimitzayim lo nigalu la ba'erev. The redemption was in the evening. Shnemar, the verse says, Utsiyacha Hashem lokecha mimitzayim laila. God took you out of Egypt at night. Uchsheyatzu, but the actual exodus from Egypt, lo yatzu la ba'yom. They left by day. Shnemar, mimachorat ha-pesach yatzu v'nei Yisrael bi'adrama. The morning after the Paschal offering, the Jewish people left with an outstretched hand. Al manech leku, so what's the big argument about? Al shat chipazon, what does the verse mean when the verse describes the period of bechipazon yatzatem mitzrayim? You left Egypt in haste. What period is called the period of haste? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah savar mai chipazon chipazon de mitzrayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that the Torah biblically permitted us to eat the Paschal offering only until midnight. He says you're allowed to eat it till the period of haste. That's talking about the Egyptians' haste, which was at midnight when their firstborn were dropping like flies. So then the Egyptians started hasting to get us out. So the Torah says you can eat the Paschal offering till the period of haste. The Torah meant the period when the Egyptians were in haste. Rabbi Akiva says haste is referring to when we were in haste. We were in haste the next morning. We weren't leaving till the next morning. So the Torah permitted us biblically to eat the Paschal offering till the following morning. The Braisa says, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem took you out of Egypt at night. Did they leave at night? They only left by day. As the verse says, the morning following the Paschal offering, they left with an outstretched hand. But here you see that the redemption started at night. So really everyone agrees, the redemption started at night, and the actual exodus was by day. It says in the Pasuk, Dabel Nabos Ne'am, please speak in the ears of the nation. Amri de Be'er Rabbi Yanai. They said, in the students of the Academy of Rabbi Yanai said, En na la lashon bakasha, the word na is indicative of a request. Please, Amale HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe. Moshe said, God said to Moshe, Bevaksha mimcha lech v'molem l'Yisrael. Please, go and tell the Jewish people. Bevaksha mikem, please. Shalu mimitzayim k'le chesef u'k'le zahav. God tells Moshe, please, tell the Jewish people, please, they should request of the Egyptians silver and gold vessels. Shelo yomar oto tzadik, so that righteous man, Avraham Avinu, shouldn't say, v'avadum v'inu tam ki yem b'hem. God fulfilled the first part of the prophecy, that they will be worked and they will be afflicted. V'achechen yetzu v'chush gadol lo ki yem b'hem. But God did not fulfill the end of the prophecy in which God promised that after that whole period of affliction and work, they will leave with great wealth. So please ask them to ask their neighbors of silver and gold vessels. Abulo, the Jewish people said back to Moshe, Ulvaishen etze batzmeinu, if only we ourselves would be leaving, that's enough. Mashal adam shayachavush bevet asurim. This is similar to a person who was in bondage, he was in jail. They told him, people are taking you out tomorrow and they're giving you a lot of money. And he says to them, he says, you know what? Get me out today and I don't want anything. He promised me tomorrow you'll take me out and give me a lot of money. It's okay, just get me out today. I don't need the money. And they lent them. This teaches us that they gave it against their will. Ikadamli bal kocham de mitzrim. Some say it means against the will of the Egyptians. Ikadamli bal kocham de Israel. And others say against the will of Israel. Mandama bal kocham de mitzrim. The opinion that says it was against the better judgment, against the will of the Egyptians. Dichtivun vat bait techalek shalal. That the pasuk describes that one who lived in the house will give out its loot. So the Egyptians weren't so interested in giving out the loot. The opinion that says it was against the better judgment of the Jews, that's because the Egyptians wanted to weigh them down so they wouldn't be able to get very far. So that's why they said, better we give them all this gold and silver, they won't be able to get very far. The Pasuk says, Rabbi Ami said, this is to teach us, they made it like a trap that they lay out the net for the birds, and ordinarily they put in the grain to attract people to the net. Here, the Egyptians were like that net without any grain. Egypt is a Mitzrayim, Mitzer, is a, like a trap. You walk in, we walked in peacefully, but we could never get out. But now they had nothing attractive anymore. We took out anything that would attract anyone back into Egypt. Reish Lakish amar asu akim tzula shein badagim. Reish Lakish says, vayenatzelu, indicates that they made it like the depths of the sea where no fish can go. So vayenatzelu, they made it like the depths of the sea where there are no fish.